and track four with more news stories. Report drug activity. Police urge residents. Police are encouraging the public in Tinbridge to report incidents of harmful drug activity. The move is part of Operation Scorpion, where police operate in conjunction with British Transport Police and other agencies with the aim of reducing harm from drugs. Officers in Buckfast worked with Teen Housing to distribute posters encouraging people to report drug nuisance. The posters outline causes for concern and feature contact details for the police and a QR code which directs smartphones directly to police online contact forms. Neighbourhood Beat Manager PC Claire Hurrell said, "We are encouraging our communities to report information and intelligence about drug activity to us, working with partners such as Teen Housing. We want people to report anything that's impacting them, such as antisocial behaviour, drug paraphernalia, or unusual activity. The public really do hold key information, and that contributes to the picture the police build up about what's happening in the community. Relevant and reliable information, even the smallest incident, could be the thing that, when added to other intelligence, enables us to carry out a warrant or other intervention on a property." Jodie Gould, Community Housing Officer for Teen Housing, said, "Teen Housing deals with antisocial behaviour complaints from our tenants or about our tenants. We work in partnership with the police and local authority and require information from the community. The more reports we have, the better we can come up with solutions that may involve good neighbourhood agreements, community protection warnings, and tenancy breach action. Alongside arrests of people suspected of taking part in criminal activities and the seizure of drugs, cash and weapons, Operation Scorpion police officers also engage with the public to educate them about how to report issues or how to spot the signs of vulnerable people being exploited by criminal networks. In Buckfast, residents can report repeated or single incidents as they all add to an overall understanding of issues. The Noise app for smartphone users records unreasonable noise incidents and automatically reports them to Teen Housing."
Rubies will shine in national show on home turf. Devon County Show is proud to announce that it will be hosting the Devon Cattle Breeders Society National Show next year. The national show, traditionally held at venues across the country, will return to its home turf at Devon's largest and most well-attended agricultural event next May. The Devon Cattle Breeders Society, custodians of the iconic Devon Ruby Red breed, are thrilled to see the show return to its namesake county. Andy Lane, president of the Devon Cattle Breeders Society, said, "The Devon County Show feels very much like our natural home, and we are delighted to be returning in 2026. The national show typically attracts up to 50 exhibits, offering a diverse showcase of this magnificent breed. Entries for the 2026 national show will open in February."
Waterworks spills cut by 75%. Storm overflow spills have been cut by 75% at a Teenbridge wastewater treatment works. Southwest Water says installing a new tank has helped hold excess water at the Teen Village wastewater treatment works near Newton Abbot. The site saw 131 storm overflow spills in 2023. But following targeted improvements, spills were reduced to just 33 in 2024, despite it being the wettest hydrological year on record. Southwest Water says it has reduced these spills by 75% at the site last year as it continues to drive improvements in spill numbers across the region. The work at Teen Village included installing an above-ground stainless steel storage tank to hold excess flows into the treatment works when the site is at capacity. When the flows are reduced and the site can accept more wastewater, the tank will return its storage into the works for full treatment, reducing the number of spills to the environment. A screening unit removes debris before water enters the tank, and a manual washdown system helps keep the tank clean and working at full capacity. Chris Anderson, South West Water's Director of Wastewater Services, 14 Village, said, "We are really pleased with the results we have seen so far from our new storm storage tank at Team Village to reduce our storm overflow and use and protect the local environment."
Runner completes 100 kilometres in heat. While many headed to the beach, a woman from Tynmouth opted to run an incredible 100 kilometres in the searing heat on Saturday, July the 12th. Annalise Kesteven completed the UK's biggest ultramarathon, the Race to the Stones, running from Lewknor in Oxfordshire to the Standing Stones at Avebury in Wiltshire in 16 hours and 51 minutes. The 45-year-old began running at 7:30 a.m. and battled through sizzling temperatures to reach the finish at around midnight. "It was just for fun," she commented. "I'm fascinated by the capability of human beings, and I think the human body can do far more than we think it can. I like the challenge of seeing what I can do," she explained.
Working with special opening for Village's new library. Villagers in Cockwood will be able to delve into the delights of reading thanks to a project sponsored by the local school. The new Village Community Library was officially opened by the Lord Lieutenant of Devon, David Fursden, alongside Dawlish Mayor, Councillor Anthony James, and Deputy Mayor, Councillor Linda Littlewood. The grand celebration opening marked the start of what the school hopes will be a beneficial facility for adults in the community. Working with the local Village Green Committee, the school has been committed to providing a community library for the residents, parents and holiday makers alike. The library has found its home by the entrance to the Village Green, creating an ideal spot for anyone to browse. Head of school, Alison Roper, said, "As a school, we will be maintaining the library and ensuring it remains well stocked. But the hope is that this wonderful resource will truly thrive on that powerful principle, bring a book, take a book. There's something quite magical about the idea of books finding new homes and new readers through this simple exchange. Beyond promoting literacy, we believe this library will serve as a vital hub for social connection within the community and nurture a love of reading that will enrich the community for generations to come."